Good evening, everyone. It's day 10 of February. And the question is, do I still have the same accent as I did when I was younger? And do I have a boo voice? Yes, I have a boo voice. And to the first question, my accent has changed quite a lot over the years. I was born in Sydney, Australia. We moved back to England. I lived in Nottingham for a few years. I then moved to Derbyshire. We were here for about 6 years. We spent a year in Sheffield, in a place called Warncliffe Side, which is just on the border of the Peak District. And then we moved back to Derbyshire. So all the different areas that I've lived in have kind of shaped the accent that I've got. I'm putting on my boo voice at the minute, but those of you that have listened to my boos and or have watched my videos on YouTube will probably no doubt have noticed some of my little regional dialect that I throw in every now and then. So it's pretty Derbyshire, but I've also spent time in Adelaide, Australia. I've got some friends that are from Glasgow, and accents is quite an interest of mine. I do like listening to other people's accents, Scottish, Irish, or regional UK dialect. So I speak to people on a regular basis that have got a Birmingham accent. Some people I work with from London. So my accent used to have a bit of a Australian twang. As I said, I spent some time in Adelaide. My father's side of the family live over there, so I spent a year there when I was in my early 20s, and I did come back with a bit of an Australian twang. But the majority of my time over the last couple of years has been spent in Derbyshire, so I'm Derbyshire. So that's where my accent comes from, I dare say. I'm not extremely broad Derbyshire. Most of my friends are. They're really broad Derbyshire. So mine's a bit of a mixture of quite a lot of things. But to be honest, I suppose that I can only be judged from an outsider's perspective. People can notice different things in the way I talk. Like I said earlier, I've got a few regional little additions. But yeah, I think that's it. I'm quite looking forward to tomorrow's question. Who would you want to have lunch with? That won't take much thinking about. I know straight away who it'd be, and I'm quite looking forward to booing about it. I've been thinking about that all day at work, actually, for some reason. I've also been thinking about my answer for today's boo. Okay. Thanks for listening, and I will be checking everyone else's February as well. I've just recently set up Downcast, thanks to a recommendation by Mac McColgan. Thanks for that, mate. And I'll catch you again tomorrow. Goodbye for now.